we present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parson.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, it is my pleasure to try and adjudicate between these four clever battlers in this game of verbal wits. And once again, I'm going to ask them to try and speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. If one of the others thinks they're guilty of doing this, he may challenge, and if I agree with the challenge, they will gain a point and take over the subject. If I disagree with the challenge, whoever is speaking will gain a point and continue speaking on that subject. That's how we play, and that is how we score. And this week, let us begin the show with Clement Freud. You're all in the mood, I can see it from your face. A lovely subject to begin with, Clement, wine. Can you talk to us about wine for 60 seconds, starting now?
Wine is the fermented juice of grapes, red or white, usually given bottle age, and is also a cry of lament, about which more later. Many countries feel that they produce the best wine. In Austria, for instance, there's a song, Wien...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
No, he wasn't hesitating. He was going very well on wine. So I disagree with the challenge. Clement Freud has a point, and he has 41 seconds to continue with wine, starting now.
Nur du allein, das soll ein Stückel vom Himmel sein. Translated means Vienna and the Austrian capital city, repeated.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Well, Austrian, repeat it.
No, he said Austria before, and this was Austrian.
Sorry.
So, but obviously, you've got to get in, because there's three other people trying. But as I disagree with the challenge, Clement Freud gains another point, and he has 30 seconds to continue with his wine, starting now.
Woe is me, and lack-a-day. What a dreadful thing to happen to such a nice fella. Is a kind of wine of which I'm less partial, to which I am.
Andre Melle, you have challenged.
Repetition, two witches.
Two witches, yes, and we can't have two witches in this game. Andre Melle, I agree with your challenge, so you gain a point, and you have 18 seconds to continue talking on wine, starting now.
This is something I'm always telling my two-year-old daughter not to do. When she says, please, Mommy, can I have? And I say, no, stop whining. Why do children always take on that type of voice? I don't know, because the other reason... way we...
Clement Freud, your challenge came in first.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes, I agree, so you gain a point, and you take over the subject of wine again for 3 seconds, starting now.
In the vineyards of Alsace-Lorraine, wine is named...
When the whistle goes, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that particular moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was once more Clement Freud. So at the end of that round, he's got 4 points, and Andre Melle has one, and the other two have yet to score. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round for us? Getting a word in edgeways. Very apt, considering you haven't achieved it yet in this particular show. So can you talk about that subject for 60 seconds, Kenneth, starting now?
Well, this, I take it to mean the difficulty of interjecting when the company is particularly volatile, fluent, shall we say, or perhaps loquacious. Now, the way of going about this is to raise the volume or level of your speech and...
And what? Clement Freud, you buzz.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. What were you going to say? Any idea?
I was going to do the interjection.
I don't think you'd have got a word in edgeways.
I've already said interject.
Oh, I see. You were trying to avoid the word. Mm. So, I agree with Clement Freud's challenge, so he gains a point, and he has 35 seconds to take over the subject of getting a word in edgeways, starting now.
In order to get a word in edgeways, you have to present to the people a solid front into which you may, as it were, lance your verbiage.
Kenneth Williams, this challenge, why?
I thought it was hesitation. I was wrong.
Well, well done. I quite agree it was wrong, but you tried. But all that happens is Clement gets another point, and there are 25 seconds for getting a word in edgeways, Clement, starting now.
Sideways, upwards, and horizontally forwards are easier positions into which to brace this...
Yes, you couldn't find another word to express the same thing. You've done it twice with different words. Kenneth Williams, your challenge came first.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. I agree, Kenneth, so you get a point and you take over the subject. And Derek Nimmer has challenged
now,
as
I'm
well.
Just sorry, my lightning seems to be working. I'm just testing it.
He was testing his buzzer. He is with us, and no doubt you'll be hearing from him before the show gets much further on. Anyway, 16 seconds left. Kenneth, getting a word in edgeways, starting now.
One's best ploy is to attribute a remark to somebody famous, like, wasn't it Johnson who said, when a man sets a play to music, he is not under oath? Immediately your adversary is quelled. He does not know whether, in fact...
This time, Kenneth Williams was speaking when the whistle went, so he gains another point. And he now has two. Clement Freud has six. André Melly has one. André Melly, your turn to begin. Subject, love. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
It's a many splendid thing, makes the world go round, and has made songwriters an absolute fortune. There are many varieties, maternal, fraternal, exotic, erotic, neurotic.
Derek Nimmer challenged.
Repetition of tunnels.
Yes, but I'm not going to allow
I'm
it.
I'm sure you're not. You're absolutely right not to allow it.
But it's a lovely thought.
Lovely thought.
André has another point, and there are 43 seconds left for love, André, starting now.
You can fall into it head over heels and as quickly out. It's something which is very painful.
Kenneth Williams,
the first
you challenged.
Time...
Why?
What? Yes, yes, hesitation.
No, there was no hesitation.
Oh, yes.
There
yes,
was
yes,
not yes, even yes, a yes, hint of hesitation. André
fall
Melly.
In and out. How was that? You know.
Just, you two go very slowly at your side. We're rather nippy over here.
Yes.
And you go like this all the time. I
having had your attention drawn to that, I don't see how you could be so presumptuous to challenge André for that. No, I disagree, well, Kenneth. There wasn't a hesitation there.
André no, I know why he was haranguing the queue outside.
André has another point, and there are 37 seconds left for love, André, starting now.
When your beloved appears, you can get heart palpitations.
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. That time, I agree. So, Derek, you take over the subject of love. 29 seconds left, starting now.
Of course, there's also Christian love, as really, I think, the most interesting thing is the words written by St. Paul to the people of Corinth some many years ago when he said, "Though I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not love, I'm but a sounding gong or a clanging cymbal."
I may have to give... challenged?
It's deviation from Corinthians chapter 13.
Letter 2.
Isn't it?
I don't believe
it's
it is.
Any B, actually.
What's that? I think Derek's absolutely right. And I think Clement Freud is trying it on. He's trying to bluff. He's determined he's not bluffing, so I will let the audience be the judge about the Bible.
The New English Bible I'm quoting from. Yes, absolutely.
I don't have to put it to the audience. They've already decided with their applause. They've decided they're on Derek Nimmo's side on this. Derek Nimmo's side. Derek Nimmo has a point. There are 14 seconds left for love. Derek, starting now.
I may have the gift of prophecy and know every hidden truth. I may have faith strong enough to move mountains.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition.
Of what?
I may.
Oh, we don't hold on mays.
Yeah, we don't hold on.
Well,
mays.
You've done it, aren't you, before? Yes, you
we've
have, you
had.
See. By your voice with your own petard, dear, I have warned you. Once you let yourself go in that direction, you see,
I'm not going to bring my petard into this. The point is,
we have not
allowed challenges on haves and mays and buts and ands. I'm not going to allow it now.
You allowed it with one last week. They said one may, one this, one the other, and you said there were too many ones.
Yes,
so if you're going to have that,
there was more
that.
Than two. There were two I mays. If he went on a third time, it would. I will score no points, but leave the subject with Derek Nimmo, and there are 9 seconds left for love, Derek, starting now.
I was walking across Piccadilly Circus one day, and a fellow turned to me.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
The subject is love, not walking across.
How do you know that you might not encounter love walking across Piccadilly Circus?
That's six again.
That's six. That's disgusting, isn't it? Don't clap him, it's disgraceful.
As Clement Freud said, you might encounter sex walking across Piccadilly Circus. It's still possible to encounter love. Pure love.
Funny
as well.
Sort of life you two must lead.
So he hasn't technically deviated from the subject on the card. So Derek has another point. 6 seconds left for love, starting now.
And this gentleman turned to me and said, "Hello, love, how are you?" And you know who it was? It was Kenneth Williams.
Obviously, Derek, the audience decided that you earned that bonus point for speaking when the whistle went, and you now have... you're in second place at the end of that round. Clement Freud is still leading, and 1 point behind you are Andre and Kenneth equal. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. Emergencies. Many of them happen on this programme. Can you tell us about emergencies in just a minute, starting now?
These are occasions I take to mean when the circumstances become abnormal and risk is involved. In these eventualities, the great thing is to keep your head, even though all around are losing theirs. Count up to three slowly, and then decide which method will be the most sensible. Common sense cannot be overestimated in these situations. Always ask yourself,
Clement Freud, what's the... his challenge.
Oh, it's a disappointment. It's pouring off me.
That's an emergency if ever there was one. Clement, what was your challenge?
Situations. Repeated. Repetition of the word situation.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Such a long time ago now. There'd been so much sweat pouring off Clement in the meantime. Oh, he's training a little. I don't remember him saying situation. Did you say situation more than once, Kenneth?
No, but I'm sure Clement is a man of integrity. I do not think he would lie, and therefore I think we should ought to accept it. Yes, yes.
Well said. Well said. There we are. Or is that another way of saying, yes, I definitely said situations twice?
I think I must have done it.
Yes, right. Clement Freud has a point, and there are 17 seconds left for emergencies, Clement, starting now.
There some have tennis elbow, and others...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. Your tennis elbow dried you up completely. Derek got in first, has a point, and there are 13 seconds left for emergencies. Derek, starting now.
I went to first aid classes because I think one ought to be prepared for any emergency if it happens, don't you, really? I think it's one of the things one really ought to educate one...
Andre Melly, why
one really
challenge?
Ought.
Yes, you did say...
Oh,
really
I
twice.
Did indeed, yes,
yes,
I really
indeed.
Did. So and as she's a woman of honour, I do feel that she's a bit of a challenge. Yes, she really meant.
I would like to point out to these four keen competitors, when they bring up honour, how much it's appreciated by the audience. They clap spontaneously.
Just surprised.
This is what they want. So, anyway, Andre has a point. There are 5 seconds left for emergencies. Andre, starting now.
On a train, one reads, "Do not pull the thing except in a state of great emergency."
Kenneth Williams, why do you shout?
Because it doesn't say, "Do not pull the thing."
No, it... It doesn't say do not pull the thing, so you are deviating. And so Kenneth has a point, and he has 1 second left for emergencies, starting now.
You blow up your mate West!
Well, Kenneth Williams was speaking then when the whistle went, and he's now jumped into third place behind Derek Nimmo, who's still trailing behind Clement Freud, who's still the leader. Derek, it's your turn to begin. My hidden vice. That is the subject on the card, Derek. Can you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
One of these things one's awfully dubious about confessing to the greater British public, but I'm terribly keen on formication. Now, what I do for this is, do you know what it means? Well, it's actually putting a feeling of formic acid on your body as given by ants crawling all over you. And you know what I do? I go home at night and I have a little bottle with these insects in them and I put it on my chest and they go wiggling around beneath the hairs and as they go, they pinch and bite and wine is absolutely delicious, and I've never told a soul before. And when I go back to my bed this evening, I will feel in the cupboard, produce this pot, and all these little chappies will be looking at me, and I'll say, hello, how are you? Are you ready? They'll give me a nod, and off they go, squandering away, squelching, squinking, because they do all sorts of funny things to me. Normally, they push their eggs in front of them, and that's the most delicious feeling of all.
Andre Merry, why are you challenged?
Two deliciouses.
Oh, yeah.
But I think...
She's not a woman of honor.
I was listening to every word, you see,
and I think the whole thing was so outrageously delicious, he's probably committed every crime already. So we'll let him continue right up to the end, if he can, on my hidden vice. 7 seconds left, starting now.
And sometimes, when they're breeding, most fantastic things happen, because the male ants and the lady ones...
Well, the thought of those ants, I must explain to the listeners, has made Derek Nimmer get up and help himself to water. I think the whole thing was utterly devious. I'm sure he repeated himself and probably even hesitated.
Downright untrue to Martin.
But you won't get a point for the interruption, but you do get a point for speaking when the whistle went, and you now have a lead of 2 over Clement Freud at the end of that round. Andre Melly, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is sneezing. Can you talk to us on that subject? For 60 seconds, starting now.
This is something that can be brought upon you by having a terrible cold, or taking snuff, or piece of dust up your nose. When it happens, you're...
Clement Freud, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes. I must also explain to our listeners that Andre endeavoured to demonstrate what she's doing, so she grabbed her nose and she couldn't speak, and that was the chief reason she hesitated. But Clement, you have a point, and there are 49 seconds left for sneezing, starting now.
This is something which happens very often to people who have hay fever. Suddenly, for no good reason, it would appear, they begin to sneeze, first once, then again, a third time, and possibly repeated yet on another occasion. And my smallest son, Matthew, suffers from this disease, and it's very sad because in the summer all the other children ride ponies, but not my youngest offspring. The most junior member of my family.
Yes, it was hesitation. He was still trying to find other words to express child or children. Anyway, there are 19 seconds left, Derek, for sneezing, starting now.
I'm terribly allergic to oysters, and when I was in the Loire last year, I had one of these things to eat, and it made me sneeze. It's very strange, understand, eh?
Andre Melly.
Why? Hesitation.
Yes, of course. I think so on this occasion, because I was a bit harsh with you last time on the delicious, so... Andre, you have a point, and there are 10 seconds left for sneezing, starting now.
Did you know that when this happens to you, you are obliged to close your eyes? It's absolutely impossible to keep them open, and I believe this is because they would fall out on your face.
We're all now trying to sneeze and see if we can catch our eyes. Keep your eyes open, and we'll try and catch them, Derek. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject is things I can do without. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
The things that I could most easily do without are buzzers in the hands of people like Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmer, Andre Manning. You begin to say something, and they...
And they, Derek Nimmer.
Just demonstrating what they do, that's all. He couldn't think of the words, so he was going to hesitate.
Well, all right, no point score. The subject stays with Clement Freud, and he has 48 seconds left for things I can do without, starting now.
Buzz.
Derek Nimmer, you have challenged.
Hesitation.
It was a definite hesitation. 46 seconds on things I can do without, starting now.
One of the things I can most easily do without is Clement Freud. He sits there week after year.
Kenneth Williams. I agree. Hesitation, Kenneth. There are 40 seconds for you to take over. Things I can do without, starting now.
The things I can do without are superficial and not really necessary in the sense of nutriment. Now, when I use that word, I of course mean that which provides for my inner well-being and not my outer. This world is far too much much concerned with materialism. Too little is the inward eye turned. Oh, I've said turned twice.
Derek Nimmo, you challenge first.
Repetition of turn.
Well, we're not going to disagree, are we? Because there are 8 seconds left, Derek, for you to take over. Things I can do without starting now.
Covered with soup stains, his beard awry, the great belly squelching over the chair, all the time being so disagreeable to everybody.
And we never discovered who he was referring to. Derek, you were speaking when the whistle went, so you have yet another point at the end of that round. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, revolutions. I don't know if you've ever started any. We've almost started some in this program, but not... Anyway, will you talk about them for 60 seconds starting now?
Well, this can be taken to mean travelling the perimeter of a circle completely, or, of course, it can mean to change the status quo, not to be confused with rebellion, which is to protest against this said thing, and the other is establishing a new order. They seldom succeed. The French Revolution is a prime example of a low.
Clement Roy, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
If it's a revolution, it has succeeded. It's rebellions that don't succeed.
Everybody seems convinced except you, Kenneth.
I didn't say that. I said to change the status quo. And I said, apropos of that, they seldom succeed. I didn't say
the French Revolution
didn't succeed. Of course I didn't. What rubbish.
No, I think Clement has a point, which he made very cleverly. So he gains a point and takes over the subject of revolutions.
Well, it's a disgrace. And I have a good mind to leave.
I'll leave here.
I've got other things I could do. I've been thrown out. I'm here all this way.
Disgrace. 28 seconds for Clement to continue on revolution starting now.
The French Revolution took place in France.
Well, it's just totally ravishing. It's what do you call it?
You want to get back in again, don't you, Kenneth? You're trying very hard. Bad luck, Kenneth. I'm sorry. I can't quite agree. I'm afraid the French Revolution did take place in France. So, Clement Voigt has another point. There are 24 seconds left for revolutions starting now.
Of which country Paris was then and is now the capital city? The population at the time of...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged? Not quite. Very close. Kenneth...
Well, it's all deviation anyway. I mean, the population of Paris and the fact that it's the capital city of France has nothing to do with revolutions at all.
I think it has.
It's irrelevant. Totally irrelevant.
Oh, nothing irrelevant about it. We've already established there was a great revolution, the French Revolution, and he's on this subject. And it took place in Paris. It started in Paris. Anyway, so there are 16 seconds for Clement to continue with revolutions starting now.
If you buy a gramophone record, which is now called a disc, it has written upon it the words... or letters RPM, meaning revolutions per minute. And this is the number of times that the disc goes around.
Andre Melly, why have you chucked?
Two discs.
Yes, Andre, so you have a point. And there are 3 seconds left for revolutions, Andre, starting now.
A lot of people lost their heads with the guillotine and...
Well, I'm afraid that is all we have time for this week, so it only remains for me to give you the final score at the end of that round. In this game, which after all is only a game, however keenly they may play it, Kenneth Williams was mildly in fourth place.
Only by unfairness and cheating, otherwise I should have won.
I would say, looking at the score, whatever things you may think, you're definitely in fourth place, Kenneth.
Wait till I get you outside, huh?
Not content with intimidating me on the show, they now want to intimidate me outside as well. Andre Melly was obviously in third place. Derek Nimmo was marginally in second place. And Clement Freud was definitely, by 2 points, in first place. This week's winner, Clement Freud. In spite of... revolutions, things I can do without sneezing, my hidden vice, emergencies, love, getting a word in edgeways, and wine. We come to the end of this particular program. We do hope that you've enjoyed it. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.